up, folks, and welcome back to the Shiitake Podcast. As always, I'm your main host, Shannon. With me this week is Mamats. Mamats, say what's up to the people.
Don't eat too much curry, okay?
Why you gotta put me on blast like that? I said, say hello. You over here talking about my eating habits. Like, you know what? I'm talking about my curry habits right now, okay? I'm making it extra.
Man. All right.
The audacity right now. We ain't got time for that. We have a review to do today.
All right.
Way too much finish and purr. All right. So this week we are reviewing The World Ends With You, the animation. Well, there's the video game and the graphic novel and the anime. So, clarifications.
Yep.
But before we get into that, I got the question of the week. And it has to do with the show at hand. Now, we're going to get a little deep this week with this question.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, in this show, and when you play in this game called the Reaper's Game, and when you play in the Reaper's Game, you have to pay an entry fee. They take whatever is most valuable to you. So,
wow.
What would be your entry fee?
Well, I cannot decide my own entry fee, right? Take whatever that is important to me, I guess.
Take whatever is most important to you.
So basically, you're asking what is the most important thing to me right now?
What do you think the most important thing to you is right now?
I guess I will lose this podcast, I guess. I mean, yeah, it is part of me now. It is part of my life, this whole podcast, you know?
You got a job. You got family.
That is not important. You guys are so much important to me right now.
He's not listening to this show. Oh, God. Oh, wow. Not expecting us to go there. There's some familial drama going on.
Ooh, oh, man.
We strike a nerve.
Come on, talk my answer off now.
I can't top that answer. I'm happy with it, and I say probably my kids or my wife, and it's like, would
I mean that is a super cliche answer, you know?
Absolutely, like, but that's the answer. But technically, I guess they don't take anything that is not. They can't take the living for your entry.
They can take the it depends, yeah.
No, they can't take the living. Your entry fee has to come from you. So they can take your memories, but they can't take the people.
They can take the people. Remember Shiki?
No. We're gonna talk about that bullshit.
But you are based on that show, so it is possible.
No, because Shiki was already in the underground. So,
For
people who are still alive and not involved in the game, they can't touch.
Yeah, I guess.
That means that my kids and my wife are out of the questions. Okay, so that being the case, what would they take? Oh, they would probably take... So, aside from people and memories...
They can take your appearances...
Take your parents. I don't give a fuck about my parents. I am not that. I am not vain at all. So they would probably take my voice.
Your voice.
Voice. So for those of you who don't know, I was a singer at one point. I still play around here and there, but I don't sing on the regular anymore. And I've often thought about how I would feel if I lost the ability to sing anymore.
Yeah. I mean, one of these days, we are going to force Shannon to make like an intro song where Shannon sing the whole intro song for us.
this is not an anime. That is never going to happen. I'm over here in a Little Mermaid situation, and you over here talking about having me make an intro.
Voice, huh? Oh, that it's going to be hard for you, man. I mean, you cannot do sign language at all, right?
I can sign a little bit.
So,
and I dabbled in school when I was younger, but that was a long time ago. So,
is it ASL, American Sign Language?
It's American Sign Language, yes.
Not other countries, right?
I believe there's 5 major languages for sign. American Sign being the only one I believe is assigned to a country. The rest are done by regions. But then there's also, like, so there's American Sign Language, and then I believe there's also a general kind of sign language where you use more, instead of certain words being certain symbols, like there's, of course, spelling it out, which I believe is I believe is universal. And then I believe there's symbols.
I don't believe that there's a universal sign language, because it's kind of like our language right here, like English, Malay or something. They have their own sign language. Every country have their own sign language, I guess.
Of course, but if we're talking for certain countries where you have the same alphabet, so America, Canada, most of Europe, all speak some form of English, or French.
At least they can understand that, yeah.
Well, no. So they speak French, Italian, Spanish, English, and those languages all have an extremely similar alphabet, because they're all Latin based. So that being the case, then the phonetic alphabet, so basically spelling out, not phonetic because that's spoken, the letter alphabet should be the same for all of them. This is speculation. I don't know for sure, but that would be my
assumption. I mean, if they are trying to spell it out, maybe it is kind of like universal. But
right, and that's what
it represent, like a certain words. I doubt it.
Right, and if it's for certain words, I doubt there's a crossing over. And then when you switch the base alphabet, I think that you lose that. You have to have an entirely different language as well. But for those countries that have the A through Z, A to Z for us Americans, or A to Z for my UK folk. They should have a similar version of it where you can simply spell the word. But then we get into a whole nother problem, because we don't spell things the same as the Brits do. And
don't get we started on the differences and the bullshit of English language, you know.
Well, American English is very much not good. It's not the best. The best
is it is confusing and it is inconsistent at best.
Of course it is, but my favorite description for the English language from the American side of it is American English basically hangs out in dark alleys late at night and mugs other languages and rifles to their pockets for loose money. Because we take so many different words and sayings and just general language bits and pieces from other countries, and then they get absorbed into the English language for Americans, which is why our words make zero sense. But my favorite thing is the fact that we have the same word here and in the UK, and we don't spell it or say it the same. Yeah. So, like, what am I saying? Aluminum.
Yes.
Aluminum.
I don't know why you pronounce aluminum, but it's supposed to be aluminium, right?
No, it's not. Because here's why. Here's why it's not. Aluminium is A-L-U-M-I-U-N, correct? I think I missed an N in there. We don't have the I in there.
What?
Our word is not aluminium. It's aluminum. So the N... U-M.
That,
there's no
I. That sounded so wrong, man.
As I said, the American English language is just a huge melting pot of random grammar and spellings. And then add that to the fact that we have four time zones. And since we're so large, we have so many different dialects and accents and things that we have to deal with, that words just change. It just happens.
That dialect and slang is forgivable, but
No. This is not dialect as in slang. This is dialect as in a full-blown language. So if I live in California, we speak English, Spanish, Vietnamese. Those are the three primary languages used in my state. And for, to some extent, Chinese, depending on where you live. That's just my state. Now, if I go back east and go to the south and say Louisiana, they don't speak. There's no Vietnamese, Chinese, Japanese, none of that over there. They speak English, French, and Spanish. If you talk to a dude who is from the actual bayou, his family is most likely Creole. Creole is American and French. So when they speak, they have their own language. It's not slang. It's an entire language that was developed by people who incorporated both English and French into a fusion of languages back way back when, like 100 years ago. So it's its own actual language. So there are way too many languages in America to make this work. So no, it's just a hodgepodge and mess.
I mean, and here I thought you just pronounce it weird for aluminium, right? Take out the whole letter from that word. Yeah. Wow.
There's a whole letter that's not in there. The word here is aluminum. That's why you'll never hear us say aluminium, because to us, the word is aluminum. Aluminum isn't an element, correct?
No, it's a type of a steel, like a different variant of a steel.
That's what I thought. It's an alloy, right? No, aluminum is an element.
It is an alloy.
Aluminum is an element.
It is on the periodic table. Yes.
Yeah. So, and again. Well, it's a Britannica, so I guess it's correct. So according to Britannica, who is supposed to be like one of them groups that says we know how to spell shit, aluminum. Wow. I mean, they make it like media, so aluminum and aluminium are both correct.
No, aluminum is just wrong.
Okay, so way off topic.
Other than USA, I guess no other country call it aluminum. All right.
Just because the other country does it doesn't mean that it's wrong. All right. So what do you call the black and white striped horse looking animal that comes from Africa?
Zebra.
That's wrong.
Yes. You have mentioned it before. It's supposed to be called zebra, right?
Zebra. Like I said, just because everybody else does it does not make it right. And for those of us, as well as you asking, why is it pronounced zebra? It's because in Africa, the word is pronounced zebra. Okay? And Trevor Noah, who's from South Africa, great comedian, love the guy. He said it best. If you do not have them, you do not get to name them.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. Last I checked, zebras only existed in Africa. So if Africans say the word is zebra, guess what? The word is zebra. It's not zebra. Every other country pronounces it zebra, but we're wrong. So just because everybody does it, doesn't make it right. Now, we are so far off topic.
One more. Same goes for orangutan. You call it orangutan, right?
Orangutans.
Yeah, that is wrong.
I'm going to die. Say it again.
Orangutan.
Orangutan.
Mm-hmm. Not orangutan.
There's too much work trying to say that word.
No.
Like, I have to think about each syllable. Orangutan.
Yes.
No. Orangutan. It just flows. roles were Hamstad orangutan.
I mean, you don't have that animal over there, so you don't have the rights.
But last I checked, I didn't name it. You can thank the Brits. You can thank the Brits for that one.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take it up with them.
Oh, we are so off topic right now.
We left the topic a long time ago. Back to the matter at hand. We were discussing the question of the week, but we went so far left field with this one. So let's get straight into the review and try to salvage some semblance of what this podcast is actually supposed to be about. Okay. Let me get away from words. The world ends with you. Okay, so we have the synopsis this time coming from Hulu. Based on the hit game from Square Enix, Neku has died but doesn't remember what happened. He joins the Reaper's game in the underground, a contest for the dead to be brought back to life, and losers are erased from existence. That is the synopsis from Hulu.com for The World Ends With You, the animation. That was very, very short.
It is not representative of the whole show, yeah. But, yeah, I guess it's pretty okay.
Well, I mean, looking at that synopsis, this show should have ended, like, the show said it should not have gone for 12 episodes, in my opinion. But it did not need to go for 12 episodes. And this synopsis really makes it seem like the show did not need to go for 12 episodes. So before we get into that, though, let's do scores and slogans. You got to do scores and slogans.
Oh, yeah. So, for me though, I will give it a 7. And my slogan for it is, composers should compose music, not a game.
Okay. I'm going to give it a 4.
Wow, no, not even average, huh?
5 out of 10. I'll bump it up to a 5. And my slogan is going to be, emotions are power. Yeah, I'm going to go with emotions are power.
Emotion are power. Okay. So.
It's not going to be a good slogan for this show, but that's a reflection of the show itself.
Yep.
compose music, not games. I'm going to go with yours.
All right. I mean, I am not happy with the win, but still, yeah.
Hey, this show. Oh, this show. So let's do a quick overview of what the show actually is about versus what the synopsis just said.
I'm not like a gamer. I haven't played game for a long time now. So what kind of game is this adaptation of? I guess.
I believe it's an RPG. If it's coming from Square Enix, it's almost guaranteed to be an RPG format. That's what Square Enix does. They make Final Fantasy, they make Blue Dragon, they did Chrono Trigger, they did Kingdom Hearts. They are known for their RPGs.
Oh, all right. So is this supposed to be like a popular game? Have you heard about it? That people playing this game?
I've never heard about this game before. This came out on the DS, so I was heavily into the DS. And I've never heard of this game. But that being said, I'm not a big Final Fantasy fan. That's for other reasons. Nothing against the franchise. I've just had bad luck with them.
Bad luck? How come?
Yeah. We're going to go off topic again?
Yeah. This is important, okay. Man.
No, it's not. Okay. First Final Fantasy game I played was, well, I didn't play. My friend played, and I had to sit there and watch him play because he had the console and I didn't. So the first one I got to play and get my hands on was Final Fantasy VIII.
Recent, not the original one that they brought to Western, I guess.
No, Final Fantasy VIII was, oh lordy, that was about 20 years ago, bro. Actually, yes, more than 20. Years. Mm-hmm. So that's not.
It is not so, like the first like Final Fantasy 3, or it is called Final Fantasy 6 on the US, I guess.
Yeah. No, we had Final Fantasy 1 and 2. Final Fantasy 3, for some reason, we became Final Fantasy 6. But we had other ones in before that. So it was really weird. But Final Fantasy 8 was the first one I really got to play and actually get into. And that was on the PlayStation 1. And I got about halfway through the game. And I had to leave because I was at my boy. I went to visit my friend when he was living a few hours away. Went back up there to hang out with him again, like a couple months later, and my save data got erased. And I'd already put hours into it, so I wasn't going to do it again. Next one,
got erased. Where did you put the memory card on?
Well, no, he had two brothers, so it was not an uncommon for them to mess with his stuff.
So somebody just deleted your file there.
Then fast forward to Final Fantasy X, and I was digging that game. I was playing it, and I put in probably about 2-3 hours into it. And there's a scene where you're fighting underwater, and then you go to a cutscene, and then you surface above the water, and you're just kind of floating, and you have to swim in from the water. Well, for some reason, the game glitched on me. And I couldn't move in the water. Like, I couldn't get the character out of the water. He just would not move. The controller wouldn't respond. And every time I rebooted the game, it auto-saved and made me respawn at that point. So it was permanently just locked there. So I was like, I'm not putting another 3 hours into this game for it to do this again.
It already has auto-save back then on Final Fantasy X. I thought Final Fantasy X is also on PS1, right?
Ooh, no. Final Fantasy X was on PlayStation 3.
Really?
I think it was. Give me a sec. No, PlayStation 2.
All right. PlayStation 2, yeah. Probably as an autosave in PlayStation 2 era, yeah.
So I wasn't going to put more time into that.
I mean, 2 or 3 hours is not that far. It's just entry level, I guess.
Yeah, but I was only at my friend's house at most at that time. I would go visit him for like a month or two, and then I'd go home because he lived a few hours away. So
yeah,
I don't want 3 hours of the time that I have to hang out with my friend playing a game that I'd already spent time on. I'd rather play something co-op or go hang out and do something else.
So I also have that problem with Kingdom Hearts, the first one on PS2. Right. I put like 4 to 5 hours on that game and the game just glitched out, man. It cannot proceed any further.
Yeah, so, and then there was some of the older Final Fantasy games I played where I played for a minute and then I never got to finish them. So me and Final Fantasy do not have a good track record. So the part of the game I played, I loved. It was fun. I just can't. And then they moved over to the real-time fighting, and I'm not a fan of real-time. I like turn-based.
Yeah, the turn-based is still fun, man. And when they make it like a real-time, it's too convoluted.
Yeah. So why don't we start talking about this?
Because the show is based on a game.
Right. I can't remember why, though. Why you made me talk about my hate, my dislike for Final Fantasy games. show and you just went off on a tangent again and screwed me all up. I apologize to the people. Blame my mom. I'm on the hate mail.
The back. So about this show, why you give it a 5?
Let me describe the show accurately first. So
all right,
the show really plays out is Neku wakes up in the underground. And it's basically just like the upside down version of the real world where you can
see. It's a parallel world of Shibuya district. Yes.
Interact with anybody. It's in the real world. You can only interact with those in the underground. And he's not getting killed. Shiki shows up, says, form a pact with me, explains that in order to fight the creatures, you have to form a pact with someone, forms a pact, and they're able to fight. And whoever wins the game gets to come back to life. That is the base story of this game, of this show. And the reason I gave it a five was I wasn't a huge fan of the animation. So that's automatically going to give me some negative points, but that's whatever. But for the story and the power system makes no damn sense in this world at all. And they really so annoying. So have dude show up, has no memories, and he's just oblivious to what's going on. And now you made him an emotional little, like, he's just mad at everybody for no reason. And even though he has no memories, he's still mad at everybody. Like, how does that carry over? And I understand
muscle memory, I guess.
That's not muscle memory. Like, don't get me wrong, the fights were interesting. The power system.
The fight is interesting. The power system is trash. I agree.
It's garbage, like hot garbage. And the reason it's hot garbage is because there's no reasoning. There's no reason.
There's no indicator of a power, a level, I guess.
There's no level system. There's no explanation for what, how they use different attacks, for how they get stronger. None of it. Because you start off with Neku using fire, and they call him Sykes. So you start with him using fire Sykes, and it's like, okay, cool. So he's a fire type. And then you see Shiki using her doll to fight. Cool, she's a puppet master. And then all of a sudden, you see Neku using electricity. I'm like, hold up. Are we pulling some Avatar type shit? Where, like, when you get good, you can use lightning if you can use fire? Okay, I guess I can rock with that. And then later on, you see him using ice. And then he's using chains. And I'm like,
the chain part is just, why?
Doesn't make any sense, and this may be because we didn't play the game, because it could just be that it's Square Enix, when you have a mage or a magic user, they can usually learn different types of spells depending on the type of mage they are. So going back to old school Final Fantasy, if you're a black mage, you learn destructive spells. If you're a white mage, you learn healing and support spells. If you're a red mage, you can learn a combination of both. So maybe that's why they did this way.
But here's my theory. So every time Neku goes Super Saiyan, he obtained a new power.
He ain't going on damn Super Saiyan.
I mean, like, he need to charge his power first, right?
They do the whole focusing thing where they're like blue orbs around him, and all of a sudden they can use like.
And then he just scream, "Ah!" Yeah.
So, ha. So, that's the system didn't make any sense at all. Like, they really should have spent some time explaining that stuff. The motivation for the game was kind of garbage. And the game rules cheat. And because they cheat, it doesn't make any, like, I automatically have to be like, y'all fucked up on the plot point. Like, a major plot point at that. Because Neku wins.
I mean, spoiler alert, it all goes back to what is the reason behind the Reapers game then?
Right, and they don't tell you what the real reason behind the Reapers game is, because the Reapers game we see is not how it's supposed to be done. Only the composer is supposed to run the Reapers game, but he has Reapers running it. But here's the thing, it's garbage, because they don't follow, like, rules don't matter. And here's why broke the game. And it instantly became worthless. So, surprise, surprise, Neku wins the Reapers game along with Shiki. Shiki is chosen to be revived. Neku's like, that makes sense. You're like, you need to go back. I'm not ready yet. And then the game master's like, yeah, she developed more than you. She recovered herself and grew more than you did. So she gets to go back. Cool. You have to fight again. Okay, fine. Then he takes Shiki as his entry fee. Because when you play the Reapers game, you have to pay with something. They take whatever is the most important thing to you at that moment. That is your entry fee. Originally, it was his memories. This time, they take Shiki. But here's the problem. Here's where they break their own game. By taking Shiki, you instantly make it so it's a paradox. And here's why. Shiki is supposed to be resurrected.
Yep.
If it fails, their game had no winner.
Yes. Shiki supposed to be revived, and they cannot take somebody who's alive on the real ground as an entry fee, right?
You can't take someone who's already alive. And if by taking her as the entry fee, it basically makes it so that the first game was worthless, because if Neku loses, then Shiki disappears forever, meaning that there was no winner.
There's
if
no winner, wins, yeah.
Right. And it's like, how does that even make sense?
Yep. I love the twist on that part, but yeah, the reasoning behind that the whole plot twist is very questionable, I guess. And also, when Bit become a Reaper as well.
See, no, that didn't bother me, because the Reapers come from players. Like, they made that pretty clear. So that didn't bother me. But when Joshua?
Yeah, Joshua.
Yeah, when Joshua comes to play, and Joshua's playing, and then he apparently somehow manages to cheat, and he's alive and didn't pay an entry fee, but they punish Neku for it. And Neku's like, well, you have to pay the cost too. And I'm like, whoa. Y'all let him in the game, not Neku. Neku didn't know he was alive when he partnered with him. You can't undo a partnership. So explain to me how it makes sense that you punish him for your fuck up.
Joshua is a composer.
This show has so many problems. It has so many problems with the story.
Mm-hmm. At all. Joshua is the composer, but he decided to help Neku with the game.
Because Neku was his quote unquote champion to win the game, to win his internal game between him and Megumi, who is running the game overall.
I can see that it's an internal game between those two, right? So it is only natural for him to help Neku to win, I guess.
Right, but at the same time, it's like, why would you even bother with this at all? Like, you think?
I mean, the whole Reaper's game is a question right now.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, make any sense.
Like, the whole like big reveal at the end is that Joshua is the composer, and the composer is essentially supposedly the equivalent of a kami,
for that, the god who controls the whole game, I guess,
the god who resides over that area. So, and then Mr. or Cat, I can't remember his real name, the guy that's also referred to as
Hanekoma.
Yeah, Hanekoma is supposed to be an angel. And it's like, y'all really did a terrible job with this overall. It was not interesting. It was when you talked to me about it before I started, you said it's a slow burn. And I was like, no, it's a slow burn the whole way through.
Like, I mean, at that point, when I talked with you, I only watched up to episode 4 where the plot twist just began. You know, so I thought that from that point on, the show should be interesting, but
no, it wasn't interesting at all. Just stayed boring, stayed absolutely boring.
I mean, they have the story, man. It can be good. It can be good, but I guess they messed the whole show up. I guess.
I don't know. I mean, if this is how the game went, I wouldn't want to play the game either.
Yeah, I mean, the whole game was rigged. We already know that.
Yeah, and it was so cliche with how they did parts of it.
They tried to save Shibuya from something. From what exactly?
Right. Well, it's like, okay, well, humans are too self-centered. So what do? Turn them all into mindless meat puppets. That'll solve the problem. How does that ever solve the problem? And then you go on from there, mastermind of the whole thing. It's like, how do you, like, I'll make a bet with you. And it's like, okay, but you haven't said how I win. And they just give each other guns. It's like, sometimes it's just that simple. And it's like, of course, the cliche is, of course, you don't pull the trigger. And of course, that's what happens. And that's how he saved Shibuya. And it's like, it's such a cliche for how it was done. And
I mean, this guy, Joshua, just killed Neku so that Neku can be in that game. So that Neku can be his puppet between the internal struggle between him and Megumi.
How fucked up it is that God decided to kill a single person just so that he could, so he could use him to determine if he was going to kill everybody else. And I don't mean like God and is like
the hardest. Neku won the first game.
Hold on. It's not like God was like, here, here's a heart attack, or here, you got hit by a car. No, God himself came down to the mortal world, picked up a gun, and shot him.
So that they said that they have like a limited power on the real ground, right?
He's got enough power to stop a bullet in midair.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to kill a human, you need to use a real world object, I guess.
Well, the guns they used are the ones from the underground. And what was up with that weird ass gun design?
I don't know.
So for those who haven't seen, imagine a revolver, but there's no barrel. You have the handle, and you have the cylinder. But instead of six holes, there's only four. And that's it.
Yep.
And it's like, who designed this gun? Who thought, you know what would make a gun look really cool? No barrel.
I mean, you can do that with no barrel, but make a laser come out of it. Yeah.
You would have to load the... No, we're not going to get on to talk the functionality and shit. We're really not
going. I mean, it's a creative choice, right?
It's a creative choice. Because here's the thing. It was fine when the female Reaper was using it. She was shooting like star bolts out of her or whatever. But when they took it to the human world and made it fire a real bullet, that means it has to follow the laws of physics. No, you got screwed up.
I don't know. Maybe it's a special gun that... didn't really kill him, but his soul is trapped underground.
No, it shot him. Then you look down, and he is surrounded in a pool of his own blood. Okay? If they wanted to do that, they could have. But no, they chose to put him in a pool of his own blood. So they automatically said that, no, that doesn't work. It's a regular gun that shoots bullets and kills people. They screwed up.
Yeah, I agree. I cannot defend this show any further, I guess.
But back to your point, he won the first game, and then they decided...
It's supposed to end right there, right?
Right, but how are you going to say only one person of the two comes back to life? How messed up is that? Especially when in order to win, you have to make a really strong connection with your partner. That's the only way you can win. But then the more emotionally attached you get, then they say, oh, no, only one of you gets to survive. How screwed up a game is that?
I mean, that is fair. But making the other contestant who's supposed to be revived and go back to the real ground as an entry fee, man, really now?
No, nothing.
That is so messed up, man.
Nothing about how that went down is fair.
Maybe I should reduce my point even further. Maybe I will give it a 6, really. I mean, I like the fight. The art is okay. The battle scene is okay, but like you said, the power system is There's no really like you said, there's no level that indicates how strong the opponent is, you know. And how about the other contestant, though? Why they are important in the show? Other than and Rhyme, right?
Well, yeah, every other contestant was simply there to show to help Neku grow. That was their only purpose of the show.
Really?
Seriously. Really think about it. Any character that showed up and had a name had a hand in his growth and development into a more rounded human being. And then they died.
Yeah. Yep. And then they died. All that. And how about the mission, though? Every mission is just it can be whatever mission they want it to, right?
It's fine until you got to the second game and you had that weird, stupid, wannabe super genius creating all kinds of stupid math problems.
I mean, you have a phone. You have a phone. You have a calculator app in your phone, supposedly.
The first question was find the square root of this number. Use your phone.
Yep.
And then the second was the exact opposite. What is this the square root of?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't stop using math and science terms to describe people. It was driving me nuts.
I mean, that character is so over the top, man.
It was annoying. Kept referring to people as Haskells. And I was like, you are Zeta wrong. What the fuck does that even
Zeta,
mean?
Man. Not Hella. Zeta, all right?
Zeta. Like, it's Zeta wrong. What the hell? That's why you died. You got beat up by a bully, didn't you? You got beat up by somebody.
No, he technically not died. But, yeah.
Well, no. If he started, which I believe all the Reapers did, that means he had to die somehow. And he just has the air of that one. And as a nerd myself, he has the air of the kind of nerd that I would see get stuffed into a locker and I would be like, I can't help you. I can't help you.
This is the nerdiest nerd.
It's not about being nerdy. It's about being superior and being arrogant and just downright annoying. And now he was trying to be annoying.
Yep. So I guess some of the positive part on the show is the character development is okay. They made us get attached to a certain character real fast, I guess. In just three episodes, we just get attached to Shiki. So, yeah, I guess the...
Good job making us attached to Shiki.
Mm-hmm. And then I guess the... What is the word for it? It's kind of like motivates Neku to be better, right? To change. What is the word for it?
Gives him a reason to survive.
Yeah, it's a reason to survive. But there is a certain word that... I don't remember what is the word to perfectly sum that up. But yeah, that is the whole gist. I mean, they made Neku like a real shitty character turns into like a really good guy, man. Neku just changed from that point forward. I mean, they should have really show like a flashback on Neku life, right? Neku past life.
Well, they couldn't because
even further, you know.
He didn't have no memory, so we don't know what his life was like.
I mean, the memory got back to him in the second game, right? Slowly.
Slowly came through the second game, but he never had a chance to explore it. But I mean, I don't think it really mattered by that point. I think by that point, he'd already had the growth from meeting everyone as he went to determine that he was a better person and to show us his growth as a character. So I don't think going back and looking at his past would have done anything for the show.
I mean, I really want to know what kind of life that he had before, you know? Why he hate people so much? Why he hate interacting with other people so much? I want to know that.
I suppose I could help.
It can help. It doesn't really make the show better, but still.
No, you need.
I guess it can make the character feel really strong, I guess. And not even just Neku though. With Beat and Rhyme as well, right?
Yeah, I think Beat and Rhyme, seeing. They kind of did give us their backstory when Beat was talking. And it definitely made Beat's character more understandable.
Yeah.
And definitely explained Rhyme and why he was so broken up when Rhyme got killed or deleted. So I think at least explaining it changed a whole lot and made you like made the characters much more understandable.
I mean, even Shiki, they really get really into Shiki's past life, but not Neku. Why, right?
Because I think they wanted to focus on Neku's growth from hating, like disliking human interaction, which is why he wore his headphones, because he didn't want to appear open to anyone. And then showing his growth from there to being completely open and throwing away his headphones.
I mean, the headphone thingy, it's a part of the theme of the show, I guess. I mean, just look at the character's name. Noise, beat, rhyme, composer, really?
Yeah.
No. All right. So, any memorable scene, man, that you like?
Not really. I think I just like the fight scenes. Like every time they fought one of the Reapers for the end of the game, it was kind of cool. Like the only one I did.
The fight scene is really cool, you know? It could have been better, animated, but yeah. how about the final boss? When Neku using the chin and stuff. Do you like that, man?
No. It doesn't explain why they have fucking ability. I thought the final attack, shoving the fire down his throat, was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But that was it.
That guy turned into dragon, right?
No, it was a snake.
A snake, okay. So it was a dragon. Yeah, why all of the game master turn into some kind of monster? I don't know why.
They're attached to North also.
And also they brought them into like another dimension too. So a little bit weird over there. Yeah, I don't know. Any scene that you hate, man?
That I just outright hate.
Mm-hmm. You dislike the scene so much.
Probably the final confrontation with the composer. It was just such a cliche.
The whole gun thingy, it is super cliche. Do you think that it is pretty sweet?
It was so cliche, I just can't. No.
That is just a really cliche anime trope right there, man.
It's not even an anime trope, dude. It's a movie trope. It's a book trope. It's an anime trope. It's just a trope in everything. It's overdone. Don't use it. Or at least flip the script. At least have them pull the trigger and say that was the right decision. By any means necessary. Something. Change it up somehow.
No, when you pull the trigger, it defeats the whole purpose of trusting your partner, right?
But that one is partner no more.
Partner no more. And that guy just kill you.
Which to trust?
For his selfish reason too, right? All right, yeah. I have no say on that. So, from the dialogue that I caught on, there's a whole bunch of Reapers game on every district, I guess, happening.
Yeah, there's different Reaper games in different areas, but they're not supposed to be done like that. I don't know how they're supposed to be done, but.
Yeah, they said like Shibuya Reapers game is different from Shinjuku's Reapers game. Every district has their own rule, right?
Well, no, they're all supposed to follow similar rules. That's what he was saying. It's like this wasn't done right, and the higher ups are gonna have a problem.
So who is the higher ups then? Other than the composer. Other than the composer.
Not explained.
And yeah, really, you can literally bring people back to life after the whole like For example, Bit and Ram got hit by a car, right? So if you bring him and his sister back alive, does that mean the whole accident doesn't happen?
Never happened.
Man, yeah, there's so much, I guess, problem and issue with this show. But I don't know, man. It is from a game. We never played the game. If you guys out there have any idea about the game or something, let us know about it, man. Does the show really represent the whole game, you know? Or the game sucks as well? We need to know that. Just hit us up on our social media. We are at Shiitake Podcast everywhere, okay? So, characters, man. Any characters that you like?
Probably Beat once he stopped being such a jerk. And Killia.
He is not a jerk. What do you mean by being a jerk?
He's a bit of a jerk.
On which point that he's a jerk?
When he first shows up.
When he's become a Reaper?
No, when he first shows up and when he first becomes a Reaper, he keeps trying to challenge Neku for no good reason.
I mean, we already know that right at the end where why he acting like that, right? They said that Bit is literally protecting Neku from the noise or something. But he put up an egg in front of him, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's a good guy. So yeah. For me though, I like that the like a rock star, like the 777 guy. Remember that?
Yeah, 777 was kind of cool.
Yeah, he's a cool guy, man. He's a trooper, you know. I mean, he's a Reaper, but he's a good kind of Reaper.
Straight up, he's straight with his stuff.
Yeah, I mean, kind of like the Reaper with. Who really doesn't give a shit, man. Like, that one Reaper with that Reaper girl. Remember that?
Yeah, that's Kira.
Yeah, Kira. He's a cool dude as well.
Yeah, he was, I liked a lot. I liked how straight up he was just like, he's strong enough to become an officer, he just chooses not to.
Yep. He just want an easy life, you know? I don't know why he becomes a Reaper in the first place, right? I mean, from the dialogue alone, we know that he has become a Reaper for a long time, right?
Well, it really seems like the Reapers weren't originally like that.
Yeah, probably. So, but how about your least favorite character, man?
Least favorite character is probably Minamoto.
Minamimoto, yeah.
Minamimoto.
He is a villain that they really try make us to hate, right?
Oh, they did a good job.
But as for me, though, I don't like Konishi, the girl game master.
Yeah, I didn't like her very much either. But she wasn't annoying like the other one was.
But maybe because she just lurking in the shadows, you know? I don't like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, she's very much like just kind of like under the radar, but I'm going to do what I want while I'm under.
We know that she has an agenda, you know? Yeah. But, yeah, she's doing it like a very underhanded way, I guess. Unlike Minamimoto is so straightforward, right? You just hate that guy because of his personality.
Yeah, I hate the character because of personality.
Yeah, but Konishi just something else, you know?
Yeah.
He just make use of all of the Reapers around the district. So I guess let's wrap this thing up, man. we got literally nothing to say about the show other than keep bashing the dead horse, you know?
Gosh.
So, do you think that this show will get a sequel?
No.
No, right? There's no hint at the end of the show at all. They literally just ended the whole thing right there without even telling us what is the true reason behind the Reaper's game. Yeah, and will you recommend this show to other people, man?
Absolutely not.
I mean, if you have the power to change the whole show to make it better, what will you change about it?
It'd be a whole rewrite, dude. It would be a whole. It wouldn't even be recognized.
There's no minor changes to help the show at all?
No, there's no minor changes. It's all major.
It's all major. No. Oh, no. All right. That's fair. I think, yeah, it needs a whole rewrite. I mean, let the character stay. I mean, the character is very good. The character development is really good. The story is there. Just the whole plot, the whole plot story need to be changed. Yes. So I guess that's it. That is the end of our review of Subarashiki Konosekai. That's supposed to mean what a wonderful world, not the world ends with you.
Yeah, no, that's completely different from what I got on my the American translation.
Again, I don't know who's to blame here. Is it the localization of Japanese anime? They just put whatever title that seems right. I don't know. That is the whole other, I guess, story, you know, to tell. If you like what you heard here, please give us a like, give us a follow, and give us a rating on whatever platform that you listen to this podcast on. So for our Fungi Fam, next week, what are we doing next week, Shannon?
Next week we are doing a review based on a fan request.
Wow, we have a fan request.
Yeah, we actually had a fan request. I was kind of surprised. Y'all actually do watch us. So the fan request was for, I'm going to try to say the Japanese title then the English title. It's Hion Sedai no Idaten Tachi, which translates to Idaten Deities Know Only Peace. So the sound of this one, it seems really interesting. So I'm really going to enjoy watching this one. This recommendation, I want to give a shout out to the listener who actually recommended the show to us. He commented on our post for High Rise Invasion on our Instagram. We do actually read all these for you guys. So this recommendation came from Alexander Wayne 89 on Instagram. So Alexander Wayne, I love how I said Alexander Wayne. Alexander Wayne 89.
Alexander Wayne. Wow. Professional.
My energy curry is wearing off. Alexander Wayne 89. We heard you. We are watching the show for the upcoming week. And we are going to give you exactly what you asked for. So I can't wait to watch
If this show is a flop, it's on you, you know, dude.
We will talk to you regardless on how this comes out, Alexander Wayne. We're going to let you know.
We are not sugarcoating stuff. If it is bad, we are going to say it is bad, all right?
We're going to say it's good. We're going to let you know our honest opinion. But it sounds really interesting. I hope it is. So be on the lookout.
Yeah, I can't wait to see this show. It's a recent show. It just ended, you know?
Yep, so, ended on birthday. So we're gonna dive in. And then we're also going to start our first flashes for the
Fall anime?
Fall 2021. Yeah. We have not picked the shows yet, but we will be doing our first flashes for those shows over the next 3 weeks. And they will, oddly enough, line up with the final flashes for the spring and summer seasons because, we're behind schedule.
Yeah.
We have the final flashes and first flashes coming up the next couple weeks, as well as this fan request, which we cannot wait to watch and let you guys know what we think.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys are out there have any requests or maybe comment or suggestion about our future show, you can hit us up on our social media, you know?
Yep, and you can hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at Shiitake Podcast. Or if you want to shoot us an email, we are shiitakepodcast@google.com. I tell you right now, my Twitter is looking a little lonely. I'm feeling a little left out. The Instagram is doing okay. The Facebook is there. But okay. If you guys want to hype on your favorite anime-related groups, we don't want to go in there because we don't want to ruffle any feathers, but you guys want to go in there and hype us up, hey, we appreciate it. And let us know what you guys want us to, you want to hear us review so we can review those for you.
Yeah. Okay, and with that being said, anything else, Shannon?
No, I rambled enough for tonight.
Yeah. With that being said, that is the end of our podcast. So let's end the podcast like usual, okay? So guys, watch out for the shadows. Stay alive and please don't die.
Even while battling to the death against weird noise angel type deal things, there was still time for Opai.
There
and
is.
Of course, there was Opai, the female reaper with the corset.
Just one, I guess.
You hated too, but she was much more like high class. There was a little high time class, for
her. Yeah. A very fancy lady, all right?
Very fancy Opai. So just a little bit of time. Whoa.
Fancy Opai.
Opai. But I found it.
Fancy Opai, wow.
That's a new one. She got that.
Wow, we need to categorize all of the Opai. This is a fancy Opai. This is a very lewd Opai, you know.
Our listeners are just sitting here categorizing Opai.
We need to do that someday, man. We need to do that. We will make like a tier list, but instead of a tier list, we make like a category of Opai, you know.
Like these are punk. No,
oh man, we're not. Yep, that is so wrong. That is so wrong.
All right, guys. We'll see y'all next week. Matt, say it with me now. Shiitake.
All right. Shiitake.